What I try to tell the folks that I work with is you focus on what the Lord wants you to do, and He is absolutely thrilled when we take people out of the shadows.
Governor Kasich said this new mandate will ease the heavy financial burden on families with an autistic child.
And to stop them from bankruptcy and bickering and divorce and the challenges that come with seeing your children unattended to in many ways.
Autism activist Barb Yavorsik talked about her son. Now a high school grad with a part-time job and a girlfriend, elements of a good life, she says, is thanks to early intervention years ago.
My beautiful 3-year-old son could repeat commercials verbatim, could name all of the Major League Baseball teams, and identify the flags from 100 different countries, but couldn't hold a conversation, wouldn't make eye contact, didn't know how to play pretend games.
Yavorsik said finding help for her son and paying for it were a constant struggle. Her message was, other families won't have to go through such a tough struggle because from now on, health insurance policies in Ohio will have to cover autism treatment. A similar story came from Michael Wasmer, a leader of the activist group called Autism Speaks. He talked about another success story, his daughter.
At a substantial personal cost, my wife and I managed to pay for her therapy out of pocket. But today, she's in eighth grade. She is making straight A's. She's been without an aide since first grade, and she is in the school play, first chair in the violin, and
But many Ohio families cannot afford to pay for autism treatment themselves, as Wasmer did for his daughter. According to several Ohio legislators, Democrats and Republicans alike, who also attended the ceremony. Republican Senator Bill Seitz is usually a conservative who doesn't like government ordering around insurance companies or any business. But he said this mandate was good. He portrayed it as an investment that'll save taxpayer money in the long run.
1 in 88 children today are born with some species of autism spectrum disorder. 47% of those children can be completely successfully mainstreamed into school by first grade if they get the kind of treatment that the governor is authorizing today. In a state dedicated to educational attainment, this makes all the sense in the world, particularly given that our state spends in excess of $233 million a year on special ed treatments for folks with some problem with autism.
Fighting autism is a noble cause, but this new government mandate is not the way to do it. That was the argument we heard from the top lobbyist for Ohio small businesses in a later interview at the Capitol. That was Roger Geiger.
I'm going to submit to you, all it's going to do is drive up the cost. This isn't free. So the very people that think they're going to get benefit all of a sudden are going to be the same folks that are going to wonder and scratch their heads as to why their insurance premiums have gone through the roof.
Republican State Representative Lou Terhar didn't buy the warning that insurance costs will go up that high. He gave a smaller price tag.
32 cents a month per covered employee is not going to destroy any business.
But that didn't stop business advocate Roger Geiger from warning that every year there seems to be a new proposal to require insurers to cover something new, and that can only drive insurance premiums upward. A huge burden, he said, especially on small companies.
There's a mandate proposal for diabetes. There's a mandate proposal for colon rectal screenings. There's a mandate for expansion of drug and alcoholism treatment. These mandates just keep coming and keep coming. Where do you draw the line in the sand? The question you got to ask is, do you want Cadillac coverage for a few, or do you want Chevy coverage for many in healthcare?
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.